The tape is pricing fiscal stress before the first coffee is done. I'm Iris, and this is the Apex Quantix Briefing. It's Saturday, August 22nd. The Treasury's buyback did not stop the long-end sell-off, and gold and Bitcoin are trading the debasement. Also, 50% U.S. tariffs on $20 billion of Canadian imports hit at midnight. Gold, oil, and Bitcoin are higher. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's bond buyback plan failed to stop the sell-off in longer-dated treasuries. The intervention landed in a $32 trillion market that is repricing U.S. fiscal credibility in real time. J.P. Morgan Sullivan called it paying your mortgage with your credit card. That judgment captures why the plan failed. A buyback into a rising-yield market reads as debt management under stress, not confidence. Gold broke above $4,600 an ounce. Bitcoin jumped 9% Friday to about $79,500, its best week since 2023. Silver has rallied 20% this month towards $70. The dollar weakened. That is the debasement trade moving as a block. The market is treating the Treasury's intervention as fiscal stress, not liquidity support. That is why long-duration yields rose despite the buyback. It is also why the dollar fell against major peers. For investors, the anchor is now the 30-year auction. If demand tails, the long end could break 5.9%. Foreign official selling and ETF inflows are the two signals to watch. Bessent says the deficit has peaked. Markets are not yet convinced. Rising yields are not a U.S.-only story. The euro hit a three-month high, and European bonds are catching a bid. The dollar's weakness is part of the same repricing. The Treasury is buying back debt into a sell-off. Investors see that as paying down long-term borrowing with short-term pain. It is not confidence. The buyback was meant to steady the long end. It did not. Short long-duration treasuries and the dollar, while gold and Bitcoin catch the fiscal credibility bid. Watch Wednesday's auction for the next move. The signal is not a Fed hike or a credit event. It is a slow re-rating of the world's benchmark borrowing rate. That should keep volatility elevated into the auction. Turning to trade, Washington and Ottawa failed to finalize a deal, and 50% U.S. tariffs on $20 billion of Canadian imports take effect at midnight Saturday. Prime Minister Mark Carney calls the U.S. terms unfair and threatens retaliation. That puts cross-border supply chains at immediate risk, from Canadian autos and metals to agriculture. The trade collapse lands on a North American industrial base already stretched by energy costs. Expect Canadian dollar volatility and a fresh bid for reshoring hedges. Mexico's next move matters most. USTR Greer says Canada declined a deal. Markets will now test whether that was a negotiating position or a break. The tariffs hit at midnight Saturday. That gives supply chains no time to adjust. Canadian exporters face an immediate 50% cost on $20 billion of goods. Mexico is the next variable. A response from Mexico City would turn a bilateral dispute into a regional trade shock. North American autos are particularly exposed. The sector's integrated supply chains cross both borders multiple times before a vehicle is finished. For investors, the exposure runs through Canadian autos, metals, and agriculture. The loonie is the cleanest expression of the shock. North American reshoring hedges are being repriced. Watch for Canada's retaliation list after the deadline. The 50% tariff was not averted. Cross-border supply chains now trade with a hard stop. Canada's prime minister is already signaling retaliation. The next 24 hours will determine whether this is a shock or a longer negotiation. Let's get to the markets. Gold is through $4,600 an ounce, heading for a third weekly gain. Bitcoin is near $79,500, up 22% this week. Brent crude is pushing $95, within reach of $100. The 30-year Treasury yield is bid higher after the failed buyback. The dollar is lower against the euro and the yen. The euro is at a three-month high. Silver is up 20% this month towards $70. Bitcoin and Ether ETF inflows hit $800 million. Short liquidations in crypto topped $1 billion. South Korean volume on Upbit rose 273%. Middle distillate exports are down about 30% from pre-crisis levels. U.S. diesel inventories are the lowest for this period in three decades. Treasury expanded buybacks for long-term bonds. Investors read it as fiscal stress. Walmart's U.S. comparable sales rose just 2.6%, the slowest pace in 6 years. The stock fell 9% even after revenue and profit beat estimates. The read-through is a tapped-out, price-sensitive consumer. It is the clearest sign yet that the U.S. consumer is trading down. NVIDIA reports next Wednesday, and Fed Chair Warsh speaks at Jackson Hole the same week. The Nasdaq is trying to snap a five-day losing streak. Morgan Stanley's Jim Lackamp says strong earnings make a bear market unlikely. The AI sector's valuation rests on this print. Watch data center revenue and Rubin guidance. Samsung announced a record buyback of up to 110 trillion won, about $80 billion. Hyundai workers struck over AI and robotization, adding labor risk. Korean equities and the won are firm, but KOSPI concentration risk is rising. The buyback is Samsung's largest ever capital return. Russian drones killed 16 people in a double tap strike on a shopping center in Kryvyi Rih. The EU's Kaja Kallas called it terror by design and promised the most far-reaching sanctions since the war began. European defense and energy risk premia are rising. The strike wounded over 130 people, including 22 children. France is studying another extension of the exceptional tax on large company profits into the 2027 budget. It would hit about 300 groups with revenue above 1.5 billion euros. French large caps and the CAC40 are under pressure. It was introduced in 2025 for 1 year, then extended to 2026. Egypt's net international reserves reached a record $56.3 billion. Remittances rose 31% year over year. The EGX30 is up 33.5% this year, with more than 420,000 new investors. Supply of new listings still lags. Daily equity turnover has surged to 18 billion Egyptian pounds. The UK Met Office forecasts the strongest El Niño in more than a century. Sea surface temperature anomalies could exceed 3 degrees Celsius by November. Corn futures broke $5 a bushel, and global food and shipping disruptions are building. Record rainfall hit Japan, and Europe logged over 32,000 excess heat deaths. Chinese humanoid robot maker Unitree surged 600% on its Shanghai IPO debut. Retail demand overwhelmed the listing. CEO Wang Xingxing said a major software breakthrough for humanoid robots could still be years away. That did not matter on the first day of trading. Beijing will host the second World Humanoid Robot Games. The spectacle is real. The valuation is real. The software is still waiting. The surge follows the market's habit of pricing hardware before software arrives. Unitree's shares moved on the idea of robots, not yet on their utility. The exchange opened with no supply. Brokers scrambled to fill orders. The result was a price move disconnected from the company's own milestone timeline. Investors are paying for a future that the founder says is not yet built. The next catalyst will be a software event, not another robot video. For now, the trade is momentum in Chinese robotics, with a reset risk once software milestones miss the market's timeline. The founder's warning was unusually blunt for a debutante. He told investors the hard problem is not hardware but software. Markets ignored the caveat. That's the Apex Quantix briefing for Saturday, August 22nd. Monday hinges on the next 30-year auction and NVIDIA's print. I'm Iris. The tape is already pricing Monday. Stay in front of it.